Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. One very common misconception regarding Islam and women is that many people believe that the diyat of a woman is half that of a man. In fact, jurists say that half diyat has to be paid in case the murdered person is a lady. Now, let's first understand what the word diyat means. The word diyat actually signifies a penalty or a fine which is to be imposed on the murderer in case that he has unintentionally murdered someone, or in some cases of intentional murder also. Now, if we study this issue in the light of the Quran, we come to the conclusion that the Quran is actually regarded that the diyat should be paid according to the customs and the conventions of the society. The Quran says, فَمَنْ أُفِيَ لَهُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ شَيْءٌ فَاتِّبَاعٌ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَأَدَاءٌ إِلَيْهِ بِإِحْسَانٍ. Then for whom there has been some pardon from his brother, the remission should be followed according to the ma'ruf, and diyat should be paid with kindness. So if we study this issue in the light of the Quran, what comes to light is the fact is that diyat has to be paid according to the customs and conventions of a society. So the question arises that where has this notion come from that the diyat of a woman is half that of a man? For this we have to perhaps take a recourse at the history books. And if we study ancient Arab history and history which prevailed in the time of the Prophet, we come to know that the diyat in the time of the Prophet and before him, the diyat of a lady was half that of a man. In other words, the custom or the convention of the Arab society of those times was that they regarded the diyat of a lady to be half that of a man. Today, of course, this custom and convention could have changed and it could not have changed. But what the bottom line is that we have to follow the convention of the society which we live in. And we have to determine this convention to the will of the people. A parliament can enact this convention. It can find out this convention by finding out the opinion of the people. Whatever it does, actually, the customs of the society in which we live in shall be enforced in this matter. And of course, in this regard, the custom or convention of Pakistan, for example, could be different from that in which, for example, a person who is living in Sudan or in some other Muslim country. So the customs and conventions could be different in the same period of the time. But the bottom line is that following diyat, giving diyat actually relates to the convention of society, and it is erroneous to conclude that we have been bound to follow the custom of the Arab society of those times. We have been bound to follow the custom of the society in which we live in, and therefore it would be wrong and erroneous to conclude that the diyat of a lady is half that of a man on the basis of the fact that this was actually the custom which prevailed in the time of the Prophet. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي وسائر المسلمين.